This is Mind Food Radio, smart thinking.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, we're talking kids' health now, ladies and gentlemen. And if you've got kids, you want to listen to this segment because Dr. Lynn O'Grady is going to give us some information on why kids matter and the impact on schools, learning and kids' mental health. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Mental health is a big issue in adults. Is it big in children?
Yeah, we're starting to recognise that there are children that are experiencing mental health difficulties, and whilst we know that most children are doing very well with their health, we are recognising that there are concerns that do exist for some quite young children.
Doctor, can you tell us what type of problems are coming through that you're starting to see?
Some of the problems are what we'd call externalising problems, which is acting out, aggressive sort of problems, fighting, fairly difficult behaviours to manage sometimes, mm-hmm. and others are what we'd call internalising behaviours, which tend to be more of the anxious, withdrawn, quiet behaviours. So they're the sorts of behaviours that we'd see.
What's different from our generation to today's generation? Was there much of this around then?
Look, I think we didn't talk about it in previous generations. I think 10 or 20 years ago, it wasn't something we talked about. We tended to think that children were happy and carefree and going okay. So there wasn't perhaps a language around children's mental health. It wasn't something we talked about. Mm. Now we're understanding it and still developing our understandings about it.
We're living in a world where kids today, are living a very different life to, say, what I lived, in the fact that they've got a lot more interaction with social media. They've got a lot more interaction, say, when they go out. You usually would see people sitting there sometimes at tables with DVD players in front of their kids. So socialisation sometimes can be a problem. But when it comes to looking at kids today, what are some of the tell or signs that parents should be looking out for to probably alleviate these early mental problems so that they don't become adult problems?
Yeah, and look, that's really the point, is trying to catch these difficulties as early as possible. So usually it would be parents would maybe notice some changes in their children, or they might find that they're just experiencing some more difficulties managing the parenting role. So we would suggest that they have some conversations with the teacher at the school, or student wellbeing people at the school, or the early childhood setting teacher, and just try and get a sense of how much of this is happening in other settings as well. So sometimes it's happening in more than one place. But it's something that for parents to really catch as early as possible, have the conversations, check it out. Sometimes they can be reassured by that. Mm. Sometimes they can then decide with the other person that it is happening a bit in more than one place, and it could be useful to seek some further professional support.
Yeah, well, good mental health is an important ingredient in a thriving and happy learning community. So you've been busy with a brand new website. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we do have a website called Kids Matter, and it has several sections for families and for schools and early childhood and health and community. So the section for families does have a lot of information sheets. So there's over 40 information sheets there on a range of topics to do with children's development and particular mental health concerns that parents might experience. So we're hoping that parents can access this information as early as they can, so that they can actually get a sense of understanding their child better and a sense of when they might need to seek some further help or have some of those conversations.
Well, Dr. Lynn O'Grady, thank you very much for coming on today's program and talking about why kids matter. And the website for parents, if you're listening at home today or driving along in the car, just remember this, kidsmatter.edu.au. You're doing a great job there, and I suppose people can also get in contact with you via the website.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.